Hi there, I'm Gordon Smith. This is Look and See, my photo blog, where I aim to publish at least one photograph a day, taken that day. Look and See can be found at las.new-england.net.au. And today I thought that rather than just quickly go through a handful of photographs, I'd try and give a bit more of a background to a couple of the three photographs I've got on the website. As I went home last night, I came across some cattle on the dirt road that leads to our property. This meant that the drover who was looking after these several tens or hundreds of cattle on the road for the past month or so is coming back towards Armidale, and these cattle were overnighting on the dirt road off the main road. So I had to maneuver the vehicle between these cattle for about a kilometre, and every now and again hit a cowpat and put up with the splat, splat, splat as the remnants flew off the tyre into the wheel well. And leaving for work this morning, the cattle must have not long before been let out of the dirt road onto the main road. I saw the cattle float and caravan that is being used as temporary accommodation by the drovers further down the main road from where it was last night, so I assume they're planning to camp elsewhere overnight tonight. I came up against the cattle not far from where they were overnighting, slowly making their way up the road, up the hill, to some pasture, not necessarily pasture green. On the first photograph, there's a couple of cattle looking up the slope, looking for a bit of feed. It's in the top left quadrant. Black and white cow looking hopefully up at something green. But in the main, the cattle were just making their methodical way up the road to where there was some feed at the side of the road, rather than at this point where there was just the dirt. The second photograph has the just a little bit further on has the cattle meeting an approaching vehicle, but they've been on the road for so long now that they're very well used to vehicles. There's no point in hurrying. Just casually overtake a cow or two when appropriate. They're very prone to just deciding to walk across the road in front of you, so you have to be pretty aware of them spatially. I was pretty disappointed in many of the oncoming vehicles approaching at high speed. I would guess that they're just not used to meeting cattle on roads, even though there were appropriate warning signs on the road. I passed them later, so knew that those vehicles approaching me would have seen those warning signs, and they would have been doing 90 to 100 kilometres an hour, which is far too fast for approaching those cattle. So the first two photographs today are really just recording an event. They're not necessarily well composed. They don't have any sort of arty significance. I took them from inside the vehicle as I was moving slowly behind the animals. So the purpose of those two photographs is really just recording the event. As the subtitle of my photo blog says, it's a pictorial journal of life in rural Australia. And in rural Australia at the moment, this is what we come up against. People trying to find feed for their animals. Given that we have just about the whole state in a state of declared drought. The third photograph is just me playing with the on-camera flash again. Nothing terribly significant about this tree, just looking to see what the image looked like, having permitted the camera to be automatic everything, automatic exposure, focus, in the dark. And it did a pretty good job. I was trying to focus on the remnant leaves, the seed pods perhaps on this tree, and the camera did a pretty good job in doing the focus. excuse me. The depth of light is probably 2 meters, 6 feet roughly, from the bright foreground to the darker branches in the background. So I'd say all in all it's a pretty good exposure for the subject, but definitely not art or anything of that ilk. Well, thanks for dropping by to look and see. I'm Gordon Smith. My email address, if you'd like to drop a note, is gordon@las.new-england.net.au. And this is my test recording using the Griffin iTalk microphone for my iPod. So this audio blog component is recorded on my iPod, the very first thing I've attempted, so we'll see how it sounds. Thanks for dropping by. Please stop by again tomorrow to see what I found to photograph. Bye now.